This week, we received the same question from a fan in Italy and another in Brazil, but we are sure the question is shared by even more English learners. So let's answer it. Could I know the different meanings of take and get? Thanks, from Bruna in Italy. Hello, good evening. I would like to know the difference between the words get and take, and how can I use them in a sentence? From Arthur in Brazil. Dear Bruna and Arthur, thanks for writing to us. The main difference between these two words concerns who is performing the action.
Get and take are verbs. Get means to gain possession of something. Another word for get is obtain. The word receive can also sometimes substitute for get.
Ellen got the new bike on her birthday.
Take means to move or carry something from one place to another.
Ellen takes her new bike everywhere she needs to go.
Take often suggests to gain possession of something by force, illegally or unfairly. Then it is similar to verbs like seize and capture.
The military took control of the country after the soldiers rebelled. Take is also often used more idiomatically as well in providing directions to a place. For example,
Jack's store is on Robbins Road. Take 4th Street for a mile and you will see it.
In that case, take means use or follow. Confusingly, take can also be used similar to the verb give, like in this sentence.
Michael takes care of Jennifer's dog.
In that case, the speaker means Michael is the person responsible for meeting the dog's needs. He is the caregiver to the dog. Finally, take is often used in connection with expressions of time. For example,
Ellie takes 30 minutes to get ready for work.
That sentence has the exact same meaning as Ellie spends 30 minutes to get ready for work.
Get also is common to idiomatic expressions. It often substitutes for the verbs understand and know. Listen to this sentence.
I get that we have to learn math, but I do not like it.
Sometimes that usage clearly suggests a speaker's impatience or frustration.
I get it, Mom. I have to clean my room today.
Finally, get is a common substitute for verbs feel, become, or start, among others. Here are some examples.
I'm going to leave for lunch when I get hungry. She gets sad on rainy days. He left the show when the music got loud.
There are many more idiomatic uses of get and take. Look for them whenever you get to practice your English. We are sure to take up the subject again. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Gregory Stockel.